This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
Well, thanks to daylight savings time, our chance of getting some time in the sun has drastically shortened.
I know.
Leaving us with less vitamin D.
Oh, I hate it. I do not like it at all.
Yeah, I don't either. But with the lack of vitamin D, some people experience symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, or its acronym, SAD.
That's just sad.
Right, exactly. It means that you may be starting to feel more anxious, find it harder to concentrate, and have a lack of motivation to exercise.
Totally get that.
Mm-hmm. But according to this recent article I found, if you suffer from symptoms of SAD, coffee may be your answer.
And maybe that's why it's so big, like in Seattle, because it's, you know, overcast and gloomy and rainy and stuff. And so maybe that's why it's just torn it up over there.
Maybe so. But supposedly when you drink coffee, you can feel more focused.
Sure.
You can improve your mood. And you can feel more energetic.
Yeah, there's something about your heart doubling its rate.
That
makes you feel better.
Also, this article was done by a bunch of people who work in the coffee industry.
Yeah.
So there's no telling if it's true.
Yeah, coffee's great for you. Yeah, check me out.
Yeah. I mean.
It's interesting. We had talked last week about people wanting to get rid of daylight savings time, and it's one of the only thing Democrats and Republicans really agree on, like getting rid of it. And I would love to see that, because I hate switching my clocks back and forth, because
nobody I know likes it.
No. Now, that said, would you rather, if they said, we're going to eliminate it, which time do you want? Do you want the longer hours in the
afternoon? Longer hours, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I don't see a big deal with that.
No.
Like that just seems logical. Yes. Like, that makes sense. But there are people that are like, no, I want the shorter ones.
Okay, why? Karen.
Yeah, well, they need to be somewhere. We need a place that isolates them.
Antarctica.
Fine. Exactly. That's a good place. You know what? We just solved a big problem here.
Done.
Thank you, Rock.
Sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage, of just embarrassing bravery. And I promise you, something great will come of it.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. That is Matt Damon from the movie We Bought a Zoo. And that might be Gavin's new motto in life. Gavin experienced this recently with 20 seconds of insane courage, correct, sir?
Yes, I was in my car going to the grocery store, and I have a detrimental fear of bugs. I think it was one of the first days I worked here. We drove somewhere, and there was a wasp outside my car, and you saw for the first time the squeal that came out of me.
It's terrifying, actually. More than the wasp.
And in that car, I noticed a bug on the windshield.
Yeah.
And when that's happened before, most times that, and I see him, he's on the right side and I'm on the left, I lean
away.
All the way over as I drive my 20-minute drive home. But
as any normal
man,
26-year-old man. But this time, I had recently watched this movie. This line is coursing through my veins.
Yes.
I look at him straight in the eye. I'm like, here we go.
It's on. You and me, bug. You and me, non-life-threatening bug.
And there I go, and I smack it.
Yeah.
And crush it.
Nice.
And I'm thus safe for the rest of the drive.
Okay. Now, this brings up the question, though. Are you now no longer afraid of bugs?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so that 20 seconds of insane courage was temporary.
It's a one-time thing.
I missed what the bug was. What was it?
It was like a small little, I don't think it's called a stink bug, but just...
It was probably a potato bug.
Yes, that's what it is.
Those things don't even bite you.
Yeah.
They don't do anything.
They do harm.
Fly randomly, though, which is weird.
They jump.
I understand a little bit of concern.
You know what? I am going to commend you, Gavin, for not wrecking the car.
Sure.
Because
that could happen.
Okay, so based on, first the movie... we bought a zoo, and now Gavin, what is your 20 seconds of insane courage? Maybe it was asking somebody out that you was way out of your league. I don't know. It, like, whatever it is. What was your 20 seconds of insane Gavin-like courage, okay?
We shouldn't go that far.
Yeah, doesn't have to. He's a hero. Doesn't have to be bug-related, but just that thing that you mustered up, the courage to attack something or do something that you never thought you would have the strength to do. So 855-33-WAY-FM. Gavin, you could have started like a groundswell here today.
I hope so.
This might be something that, like, all of a sudden the news starts covering it because they're like, people all around the world are becoming courageous for 20 seconds.
This is going way too far.
Based on their leader, Gavin. You have a
That's
whole
me.
Following. Yeah, how great would that be? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We love having you on with us. That's how you do it. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your 20 seconds of courage?
Well, I was mowing and a snake went in front of me. My first thought was to just leave the lawnmower there. And then I thought, nope, and I ran it over.
Atta girl.
Honestly, Tammy, the only good snake is a dead snake.
That's right. Had Eve That's had right. a lawnmower, can you imagine how much better this place would be? All right, Desiree, you're up. What is your 20 seconds of bravery? Insane bravery.
I am frighteningly afraid of snakes.
Okay, well, that seems to be a trend today.
So one day I was leaving the house and I saw a snake that had been run over in the middle of the road. And I ran over it just to make sure it was dead, not hurting.
Your insane bravery was going at an already dead snake. You realize that, right? But just making sure that it wasn't going to get anybody else.
Right. I had to make sure it was dead, and I had to make sure it wasn't suffering.
Once again, women completely willing to kill snakes, but not in the Garden of Eden. You know, it's one of those things, like, what was Eve's deal, you know?
Right. You make a great point, Wally. Like, why didn't she?
Yeah, she just said, grab that snake by the tail, whack it up against a tree, and we move on.
Well, she talked to it was the first problem. I would have been running the other way.
You would have run it over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amy, have you ever experienced that?
Yes, sir, I have. I got the courage whenever I buried my son 2.5 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's heavy. What was the thing that you needed that 20 seconds of courage for, the moment? Because, I mean, it's all hard.
Just having that 20 seconds of courage to just say goodbye to himself, but know that he was going to be there forever in the end is... But I needed.
Did you find that you surprised yourself in this?
Yes. My aunt had lost her daughter probably about 8 years earlier, and I'd always thought there's never any way I'd make it. But yeah, I think it's because I had my strength in my Lord that I was able to make it through for both my husband and my children.
That's it, and that's why you're strong, because you actually set aside the stuff you probably were feeling and dealing with and were thinking about other people. I've got to be strong for them, and that's where you're right. Our faith does come in, and we can do things. We can do all things through Christ. We can do things that we never imagined we were able to do because of that, and so I appreciate you sharing your story with us today. I'm so sorry about the loss of your son, but I do love that maybe your story could encourage somebody else today.
I hope so, because I don't want his story to end.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way of Him. This is The Wally Show. There's enough bad news in the world, so we thought we'd do some good news. Giddy up. Three rapid-fire good news stories designed to make you feel better. Gavin, good news. Giddy up. Go.
There was a 9-year-old in Boston who saved her parents' life after they had passed out from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh.
They were running a generator during a power outage, and the fumes got inside. Both parents passed out, but their daughter, Jaylene, used her dad's phone to call 911. And the part about this with, you know, new iPhones is she had to put the phone up against his face
there
to unlock it,
oh,
so that
wow.
she could call.
Yeah, facial recognition. The fact that she knew how to do that, she probably ordered something from Amazon, too, while she was there. But good on her. Good news, giddy up. This was kind of cool. 10 years ago, there was an owner of a lumber company in Oregon that planted a bunch of trees. Because you have to, when you take wood out, you have to replace it now. Reforestation, which is really great. But they planted the new trees in the form of a smiley face. So when they bloom from the air, you can see this big old smiley
That's
face
awesome.
Of trees. Really great. It's surprising how good. Like, I look at that picture, I'm like, oh, it feels good. Good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
There's a 16-year-old girl who went missing in North Carolina last week. Thankfully, she was found, but it was all do in thanks to TikTok, the social media platform. So she used a hand gesture that she had learned on TikTok to let someone know driving by that she was in trouble. So what it is you put your hand out like you're waving, but then you tuck your thumb in.
Into your palm.
In your palm, and then you wrap your fingers down around it. So it just happened that a random driver driving by her and her kidnapper knew what that gesture meant, and he called 911 and got them pulled over and got her released.
That is crazy. I would have never known that was
me
a thing
neither.
From TikTok. I watched too many cat videos. Like, how did this escape me? But now I know. So, I mean, honestly, like, it's crazy. If you see somebody waving, tuck a thumb, and then roll their fingers over it, maybe you might want to just investigate a little bit there.
Exactly.
And save this girl's life, which is awesome. And that is good news, and that's good news giddy up. Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it, and she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
TikTok is kind of a rabbit hole time suck. You start off wanting to watch a couple cute videos of cats and maybe the latest dance trend, see what that's all about, and bam, 2 hours later, you're like, where did my life go? That was last night for me. I can tell you that. Well, there's a couple that's actually putting TikTok to work for them. Mark and Lucy, they're their names, and they've been struggling with infertility, so they started documenting it all on TikTok. They've even shared, like, the heart-wrenching video of Lucy losing yet another baby, and so that post was seen like 50,000 times, and they now have more than 677,000 followers watching their journey. And so they monetized it. They joined the Creator Fund, which you can do. If you get a lot of videos and a lot of followers, you can monetize it by joining that. And that's what they did. And so now it's serving two purposes. It's helping people walk through, you know, the journey that maybe they're on and seeing some hope inside of it. And then it's also helping them with their in vitro bills, because that ain't cheap. And they've made like $6,000 on it so far.
Whoa.
I know. I was surprised at that, actually.
So that's awesome. You can be doing some good. Like when your mom says, get off TikTok.
Yeah.
Or when you, Wally, when your wife says, get off TikTok.
If my cat wasn't so lazy, I'd probably have a cat video up there every
right?
day.
But you're raising money for people that need it.
Well, there's the thing, though, too. Like the key to it, though, is you have to build up followers. You can't just start a TikTok account and be like, great, I'm going to make money. You have to have good content, and that's what they did first. They created good content, mm-hmm. and it's about sharing. You know, it can be funny, that's okay, it can be honest, but most of all, it has to be authentic to you, and that's what resonates with people, because people like people's stories on TikTok. So that's what you do. You build the following, and then maybe if that's something that can help you, it could offset in vitro costs or whatever your, you know, costs that you have in your life, or maybe it's something you want to share with somebody else that is like, hey, I need a side hustle, maybe this is it, you know, for them. But the final example of how they use TikTok's platform creatively was they decided that TikTok could name their baby. So, like, people commenting on TikTok.
That's brave.
Oh, no, I love this. But again, that gets them more views and it puts more money in the fund.
Yeah.
And out of all 677,000 people, there's got to be one good baby name in there. It's not like they are like, okay, we're going to take the first person, because that's where you end up with Bodie McBoatface or whatever, you know, like from that viral trend years ago. So, I don't know. It's just kind of a cool thing that maybe if you're looking for something to help offset some of your life and then you get to share your life too, and make a little money, maybe that's a good thing for you. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Every Monday we do a little thing called Booyah Your Weekend, where you give us a story, we'll go around the room, and we'll give you a boo or a yay about your weekend there. And remember, sometimes we're booing for you because it was bad or not right, you know, and so we were booing in solidarity. But here's the deal, if you get more yays than boos, you will win a prize. Gavin, let's do a round here in the room.
Okay, so my wife and I bought movie tickets for this weekend.
Yay.
Mm. We bought them a couple weeks ago for us and two of our friends.
You bought them?
Yes, we did. So we have these four tickets, and last week my buddy breaks his ankle.
Okay.
We get to the movie on Saturday. We'd forgotten what seats we got. We're in row J, which is the highest row in the middle for a 2 hour and 40 long minute movie.
That's great.
My buddy's like on his crutches, going up the whole time.
Yeah.
We get up there, he's just sweat beating down his eyes. And then he had to hold it the whole movie because that's hard to get.
Yeah, with your tiny bladder, that would not work.
No.
I would boo for everyone else in your row because then, you know, you have to, like, hunch by them, which is horrible.
I'm going to yay you, Gavin, because the thing is you bought tickets for a friend, and that was very selfless of you. I mean, it backfired, and now you learn now, don't ever buy anything for anyone.
Yeah, but that's the lesson Betty took away. You know what? Don't be nice to anybody. Gavin, if there's one thing I learned, being kind is bad, okay?
It's never worth it.
So thank you for teaching me that life lesson.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. I'm booing Betty on this one. I know she's not attached to the story, but because of that, I have to boo her. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you're part of the show. We love having you on. 855-33-WAY-FM. Give us your story. We'll give you a boo or a yay, and we'll see how it shakes out. 855-33-WAY-FM. What do you got?
Oh, I'm going to get all yays. So, a few weeks ago, it's going to sound boo, but it's going to be yay. I found my husband dead.
Oh,
and
okay. I would boo that.
We serve the God of the impossible. So, he was about 15 minutes dead. I actually had to perform CPR on my own husband. Long story short, 3 days in, they're telling me I got to pull plugs. I'm planning funerals. I'm planning memorial services. My husband, over the weekend, was taken from the ICU to a step down to CCU. And he's been opening his eyes, moving his head, responding, squeezing hands. And I mean, it may be a long road. God could just wake him up right now and be like, I want to go home and have ice cream, whatever. But yay, my husband's getting better.
That's amazing. That is that's a definite yay. I'm sure he would be like, yay for not pulling the plug.
God, what a ride. You have no idea.
I bet. Oh, my goodness. I've never heard a story like that before.
No, I haven't either. I'm kind of surprised. I don't have any words for it, but all I can say is yay, Marita. That's awesome.
Yes, thank you. And it's funny because when you're dealing with oxygen-deprived brain injury, for your first 3 days there, the only people you talk to are hospice, organ donation, you know, so you're just like,
it's all the worst case scenario that you have to deal with.
Yes.
And so for you to have something move in a positive direction, that's awesome, man. I hope that your husband's recovery continues to be this miraculous. And you're right. You know what? You said it best. We serve a God of miracles. And so I guess we got to yay God on this one, too.
Yes, absolutely. I'm like so excited. And he's on your prayer wall. And so anyway, we're all expecting great and mighty things. It's awesome. I'll keep y'all posted.
I have a friend who goes, wait, what? All the time when she misses something. Hey, it's Wally. And wait, what? Might be the same reaction you have right now when I tell you that United Faith Mortgage can help you refinance your home and get some much needed cash out to use however and for whatever you would like. And my friend and founder of United Faith Mortgage, Ryan, dropped this little wait, what on me.
Sometimes you can take out some cash and your payments actually go down. It's not every time, but I've seen it quite a bit.
I know it sounds too good to be true, but that was the case for me. Ryan ran the numbers and I can pull a really nice chunk of money out of my house and my monthly mortgage is going down. That's because interest rates are so low and housing values are so high, but it's not going to last forever. So make sure you talk to United Faith Mortgage today. So for a great way to better your family's financial future, call the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So I've only been to Golden Corral one time in my life, but I will never forget the cheese fondue fountain that I had that day and how much of a blessing that was on that one day of my life.
I cannot even imagine.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Like chocolate fountains, what? I love. Chocolate fountains, like, perfect.
But let me specify, it was at a Golden Corral.
Yeah.
When was the last time that fountain was probably cleaned?
Doesn't matter.
Don't think about that.
It does matter.
Yeah, and don't think about the kid that stuck their hand in there.
Okay.
Maybe I'll change my mind. But I saw an article that knows that there are food fountain fans like me out there that recommended that people take that concept that usually features cheese or chocolate and instead, for Thanksgiving, fill it with gravy.
Oh, okay. A gravy fountain.
Okay. Gravy fountain on Thanksgiving.
I could do this because you want gravy on your turkey, on your potatoes, maybe on your rolls.
It's got to be real smooth gravy, though.
Yes.
That's the difference.
That was the key, is that you don't want a thick gravy that's just not really. Otherwise, it's just put it in a bowl because it's not moving that much. And I actually went on Amazon and I found those kind of three-tier ones that you normally see. And they're they're only about $60.
Okay.
Which, for somebody who's a fondue fountain fanatic, that's not otherworldly price.
If you love to entertain and like you're tired of your mother-in-law's turkey getting all the raves and like everyone just talking about that turkey, you're like, okay, turkey's here. Hey, would anyone like gravy on their turkey? Because the presentation's everything.
Yep.
And then you wheel out a cart that's got a gravy fountain on it, and then like with a light, if you can put a light on it, and a soundtrack of angels singing, oh! As you roll it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those angels are a little off-key.
Yeah. Yes. But man, that could be a really great addition to your Thanksgiving.
And just keep it, you know, out of the reach of the kids who put their hand in the fountain.
Yeah.
Also,
that's tempting.
I think we've lost the whole idea of Thanksgiving because there was a talk about getting back on your mother-in-law, making sure you get revenge on her, talking about germs.
Yeah.
There was no concept of thankfulness through the whole thing.
I'm thankful for winning. Like so.
Amen.
There you go. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And life is a series of choices. And if you string enough good ones together, hopefully it makes for a better life. And you never know when you're going to be faced with one. That was the case for this lady named Naomi. She was working a full-time job, raising her four kids on her own. And then the pandemic hits. And so the challenges begin to rise. And what is her decision, her children or her job? So she chose her children. She chose to leave her position at Google and join millions of other women who are now sitting out of the job market recovery while they're caring for relatives or kids. And that was a big thing, like the numbers of women leaving the workforce during the pandemic but not returning was a pretty big number, and it has an effect, and a negative effect really, on the jobs situation because you don't have their input now, you know, and stuff.
Well, so thank you for saying that.
Yeah, not a problem.
I appreciate that. Can I put in my opinion about a few things?
Sure, go ahead.
Will they be heard?
Absolutely.
And
not.
Valued?
Yes.
Good times.
So this lady said, I had to pivot, which made me start thinking of this.
Pivot!
So what is your life pivot? For her, she said, I'm choosing to make sacrifices so that I can be with my kids. And it's great. Like, everybody has different tolerances with this kind of stuff or different decisions they make. And if that's the choice you make, great. Good on you, you know?
Yeah, and to me, I see a pivot in life as something like your life was going one way, and then you made this drastic decision, and it's going a complete opposite way. Do you like my opinion on that?
I did. It's the definition of a pivot. And so, thank you. You know what? You're a cat. You have a new cat, right?
Yeah.
Could definitely benefit with more time with you at home if you want to leave the workforce.
All
right. 855-33-WAY-FM. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to know what your life pivot is. Okay. So you were, like Betty said, going one way.
Mm-hmm.
Pivot. Go another way.
That's right. Said
what
perfectly.
Was it? Thanks for breaking that down for me.
You're welcome.
Rock, so eloquently and expertly. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's your pivot? So, Josh, what was your life pivot?
My pivot, believe it or not, is me renewing my relationship with Christ. You know, I did not make it a priority with my family, my kids, and we really just kind of decided all of a sudden, and I have to assume that it was divine intervention, honestly, because not something that was on my radar. We just made the decision to commit to renewing our relationship with Christ and really getting my children involved and really taking ownership as the man of the house and just saying, hey, this needs to be a priority in our family's life.
Man, if you got a pivot, what a great pivot, because your pivot for you actually benefits the rest of your family and your kids as well.
Have you seen the benefits in your own children? Like, have you seen in their character how they're dealing with their friends or how they're dealing with you and y'all's relationship together? Have you seen the difference?
My oldest, he's high-functioning autistic. He really took to it, you know, full-on, like right out of the gate, all in, really just embracing the experience and just going for it. And my youngest one is a little slower. He's more, you know, reserved and just kind of like, yeah, I'm not really buying into this and, you know, this isn't my thing. But the more we just kept going and just creating opportunities for discipleship and things like that, I've really seen a big change in him, and it's really great to see.
That's awesome, man, and that is a fantastic life pivot. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate you being on with us, man.
Yeah, take care, guys. God bless.
So, Bob, what is yours?
Going from serious Orthodox Jewish to Jewish follower of Jesus, that was a pivot that I never anticipated in my youth.
What was the big pivot for you then to take you from being Jewish to being like a Messianic Jew?
Yeah. It was the reading of the Gospels themselves that were overwhelming for me to follow him, not to switch religions or anything, but to say, wait a minute, this guy's really got it together, and that's what I wanted in my life, meaning and relevance, not religion. And I really saw it in him. And, you know, a couple hours ago, you were talking about 20 seconds of bravery and courage and going home and telling mom and dad that Jesus was the Messiah was my 20 seconds.
How'd that go over?
They threw me out of the house.
Okay, so not well.
Not a positive thing. Well, that's the look. They taught me to go for truth, whatever the cost. And I had no idea it would cost me family. Later on, we got back in restoration, which was good. I found a better way to go, and I am so grateful that God gave me the chutzpah.
I love Yiddish. Like, that's so great. Chutzpah, fantastic. Well, man, that's a great pivot, and I appreciate you being on the show with us, Bob.
Monday School is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
So it's not always easy to be a Christ follower. It's not always easy to love difficult people. It's not always easy to set ourselves apart from the things of this world. And it's not always easy to forgive or be different. And so that is why we need to be encouraging of each other. That was kind of the thought behind our sermon this week. Because the world does everything it can do to bring you down. And we need to invest emotionally in people. And Paul in Thessalonians is doing this with the church. He's writing them to persevere and to love each other well. And Jesus even says this. This is an interesting verse because a lot of people stop and they leave out part of this verse. As Jesus says, they will know you are my followers by your love. And that's where everybody stops, by your love. But it actually goes on to say, by your love for one another. Because if we can't love each other well, how is whatever we say about this loving God going to ever resonate with anybody? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of sense.
And so the encouragement gives us courage. That's what I like. The pastor was like, look, courage is in the word. So encouragement gives us courage. It takes courage to be different. It takes courage to share your faith. It takes courage to speak truth and love. So if you don't have that person in your life who is encouraging you, maybe become that person that Ooh. Encourages others. Okay? Hmm. It can be difficult sometimes when it's not coming back to you, but what you'll find is that even if it's not coming back to you, it makes you more joyful because you're changing from the inside out. So
beautiful.
There you go.
I like that because then it
You're
makes
so
it where,
encouraging. Thank you.
Yes. Well, it makes you where you're not thinking from the victim mentality and taking ownership of how you feel and yeah. what you're going through. You don't base your happiness off of what others are telling you or how they're acting towards you.
Exactly. And if you ever have a chance to check out that song by Hawk Nelson, Words, it's so cool. It's all about the power of our words to build up or destroy. And it's something to be mindful of because we interact with people every day and we have the power to do something good or bad in their life by the words that we choose.
You're doing a great job, Wally.
Thank you. So are you, Rock. Gavin, I don't know so much.
Oh, come on.
Gavin's like, what? I'm just over here being quiet. That was collateral. This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
don't quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity, don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein, and they can also sell the chicks to other families as well, and so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast, so when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up, and if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Will Smith has a new film, King Richard, set to release next week, where he plays the father of real-life tennis legends Venus and Serena Williams, played by two young actresses as well. But many from the cast were disappointed when Warner Media CEO announced he'd made the decision to have the film not play in just theaters, but also streaming avenues as well. And this was to accommodate the public that doesn't feel comfortable yet with sure. going to theaters. So the only bad thing about that is that it gives a major cut to the paychecks of cast members.
Oh, see, that's a bummer. You don't think of that, but yeah, their livelihoods are tied towards the movie doing well in theaters, and mm-hmm. then they make more money that way than when it goes to streaming.
Mm-hmm, exactly. But while this was bad news for many, it wasn't for Will, who was guaranteed $40 million,
ooh,
no matter
nice,
what.
Nice, Will.
He gets $40 million. Ooh. But instead of keeping that all to himself, he actually took some of it and gave it to his cast members.
Oh, there you
gonna
go.
Get a cut.
There you go. I think he learned from his past. Life is about growing. When he was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Aunt Viv was mad at him for years because he renegotiated a big contract for himself and didn't help the other actors out, and it caused a rift between them. And so now you think maybe he's learning from that. Go, okay, that was an experience where I had the opportunity to raise the level of everybody, and now he, all these years later, does that for other people. So he kicked out some money?
Yeah, and I'm not sure how much because nobody is willing to share in
right,
that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he had plenty to give, $40 million, and he didn't have to.
No, so he gave
he
a little bit
to
the other cast members mm-hmm. there just because it's the right thing to do. I think if you get to that level, that's a great thing to do. You get to share it down.
Yeah, and who knows, you know, he's working with some children in this movie, and who knows what kind of impact that's going to make on them in the future.
There you go. Well, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Great googly moogly.
Googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Got a chance for you to win a prize here as the Google Meister Gavin asks Google open-ended questions and we attempt to fill in the auto responses that Google gives. If we get one on the list, we get a point. We get the number one, we get 2 points. And if we do well, maybe we can even help you out in your round when you play. So Gavin, give us the first great googly moogly. Get us warmed up here.
Okay, it is how to cure a blank.
Okay.
Okay.
You know the easy one.
Okay,
come
then I
on,
gotta
guys.
Go with something different.
You gotta go with something different.
How to cure A?
Yep.
How to cure A.
Okay.
I can only think of the simple thing.
I know. That's you.
Don't write it.
I already
well,
did.
Well, wait. No, well, then that's not fair, then I'm going to write it because I don't want you to get the point.
Yeah, because if we each say the same thing, it takes each other point away. Okay, so let's do this. Huh. On the count of three, say what you were going to say, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Cold.
Okay, so we'll just take that one off the list. Neither one of us can do that, okay? I thought that's where you're going.
Okay.
Because that's where I was
how
going.
How to cure a...
That was on the list, but
I figured, yeah. So not the number one.
So, no, it was not.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Oh, I've got it. Okay.
I've never seen her think this hard.
I know. She's bent over thinking.
She's going to break.
I can literally think of nothing right now.
How to cure a nothing.
Think of a body's worth of options. Okay, I got it. Okay. What? How to cure a weight issue.
Sure. Okay. All right.
Can I keep that broad?
I put how to cure a ham. I've always wondered how to cure a ham.
Wait. No, I changed mine. Headache.
No,
headache. I changed it. I already did. How to cure a headache.
Betty, if you had said that before your actual answer, you would have gotten something on the list.
No, sorry.
But you didn't, so.
Didn't make it.
Neither did cure a ham.
Cure a ham didn't make it?
In your face.
No one knows how to cure a ham. It's a lost art. I think there's some salt involved and some time. I'm always amazed by cured products. And so, yeah.
I forgot that's what cure could also mean.
Yeah.
So nothing on that realm made it on this list.
What made the list? And how to cure a cold and a headache.
Sore throat and headache. Those were in there. Broken ankle. But the number one answer that, honestly, I kind of thought when we were going on the first go around, I thought you would get it. How to cure a broken heart.
Oh.
Was the number one answer.
Oh, that's so sad. Okay, well, we did not do very well, so we will try to help you out, but no promises. We're going to do our best. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play Great Googly Moogly with us, 855-33-WAY-FM. You can pick your own. You can go on, out on your own, or you can actually take some help from Betty Rock or myself. 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play.
Great Googly Moogly.
Googly Moogly.
Great Googly Moogly.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us for Great Googly Moogly. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Now, the way it works is Gavin is going to ask Google an open-ended question, and we will all attempt to answer what Google autofills. If you get an answer on the list, you win a prize. If you get the number one answer, you get two prizes. And now you can choose from the answers that Betty Rock and I throw out, or you can go out on your own. So, Gavin, what is our Great Googly Moogly question?
It is, how do I win blank?
Oh, I've got this.
Okay.
I know this
I've
one.
Got this.
Okay, so Jamie, what do you think, first of all?
I'm going to guess, how do I win the lottery?
How do I win the lottery? Okay, that was hers.
That's a good one.
I am going to say, how do I win someone's heart?
Oh.
I think there's a lot of people looking for love on the internet,
as
is evidenced by all the dating sites, and so they might be Googling that. So I'm going to say that. Betty Rock.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with, how do I win an argument? Because
just shout over the person. See, like I just did.
See, I need to Google this because I need to know, because Wally is always starting an argument.
Okay, so how do I win an argument or someone's heart or your answer, Jamie? What do you want to do?
I'm going to go with Betty.
You're going to go with Betty. How do I win an argument? Okay. Gavin, let's start with the suspense here. Did her first answer make the list?
The lottery was actually the number two answer.
Oh, no.
You would have won a prize. And if Betty Rock is not on this list, you lose. Oh, the pressure. I can't stand it. Okay, if she had gone with mine, how do I win someone's heart?
Okay, I actually would have given that a point because the number four answer was, how do I win her back?
There you go.
Oh, okay.
For love.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, well, boy howdy. There's two answers gone, only three left on this list here. So, Gavin, did Betty's answer of how do I win an argument, and this is the answer Jamie went with, did it work?
It worked, and it worked to the number one answer.
Yes!
Two prizes! Yes!
Jamie, come on!
Thanks, Betty.
Girl
You're
power.
Welcome.
That's amazing. Gavin, what were the other couple things on the list?
It was how do I win a free car and a free boat, which
I'd
love a boat, personally.
Yeah, that would be great.
I'd like the car.
I love that people are Googling how to win a free boat or a car. It seems very random to me, but I don't know. You love it, I guess. Well, it doesn't matter because you're not winning a free boat or a car here, Jamie, but you are still winning a great prize today. We appreciate you playing a little bit of Great Googly Moogly with us.
Thanks. We need a
little Christmas love. uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We need a little Christmas now, or do we? That is kind of the question here that we are posing, because they took a poll of people that listen to radio, because a lot of radio stations go all Christmas music when you get around the holidays, and some stations are already doing it.
What?
Yeah, some stations started before Halloween.
No.
I know, that was, I had that same horror in your voice, Rock, at that. I'm like, that's wow, way too early. I have done things earlier this year, though, than ever before. We got a new tree, so I needed to make sure it was a good tree, so I put it up. So it's already up in my house. I haven't decorated it.
Okay.
But then I was checking out my lights because I had to get something down out of the attic for my wife, and I'm like, well, maybe I could just throw these up today, you know?
Well, even just last night, I was helping a friend of hers put her Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
See, ornaments, lights, everything.
I'm curious if this year will go a little earlier than in years past. I think people are ready for a good Christmas. We're getting to celebrate more with people, and I think maybe they just need that. So I don't know. But like literally less than a quarter of us are ready for radio stations to start playing Christmas music. So we're going to do a little five calls it right now with you, okay? You guys help us decide. When should we do this? When's too early? Now, obviously, is too early. So should we be playing Christmas music?
Well,
this
we know
early?
Where you stand.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Yeah, it's too early. It's way too early, okay? So are you going to say yes, in essence saying Noel, or saying no, L, okay? So you do not want any Christmas music played, let's say, before Thanksgiving, all right?
Before Thanksgiving.
Before
okay.
Thanksgiving. Because I think that's the line of delineation for me is Thanksgiving and on, it should be fair game.
Okay.
Because you're only like a week out of Christmas at that point.
Right. You know? Right.
So, okay, so before Thanksgiving, where do you fall on this five calls it yes or no? No L or no Noel? All right.
It's very confusing.
I know it is. It's going to be confusing when I start taking calls and it's going all fast. I know I'm going to mess that up. So 855-33-WAY-FM. I've got it. Jingle all the yay or no Noel. See?
Oh,
yeah. You're yay or nay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Or jingle all the nay.
No, just...
See, that got more confusing again.
Yes or no. Just yes or no.
855-33-WAY-FM. Five calls it. Maybe you might even help us decide when we're going to start playing Christmas music. I don't know. I'll give this to our boss and let him chew on it a little bit. 855-33-WAY-FM. You help us make the call. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Lisa, thank you for joining us for Five Calls It. Christmas music. Should you play it before Thanksgiving as a radio station? Because a lot of stations go to all Christmas music. And so that's what's on the table here. You make the call right now. Yay or nay?
Nay. After Thanksgiving's fine, but not before.
Now, when do you start putting up your Christmas decorations?
Not till at least December 1st or after.
Yeah, that used to be me. I might would do it sometimes right after Thanksgiving that weekend, but a lot of times December 1. I was in that same boat.
Yeah, December 1 to January 1 is usually my window for Christmas decorations and things like that.
Oh, January 1? Yeah. No, Christmas night I start taking stuff down. I'm like done with it at
oh,
that
no.
point. All right, Joy to the world here, Joy. Do you say Noel to Christmas music on a radio station before Thanksgiving or no Noel?
No Noel, for sure.
No Noel, good job.
I love Christmas music. Joy to the world for sure, but not before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it just feels too early and like disrespectful to Thanksgiving.
I don't know. Christmas yeah. cheer, it puts people in a right frame of mind.
I will say this. We were playing cards the other night with my mom, and mm-hmm. somebody said, hey, why don't we play Christmas music? So we played it, and I actually didn't hate it. But then by the same token, I'm like, it's too early. All right, another Lisa. What do you say? Noel, for yes, you want Christmas music before Thanksgiving, or no Noel?
No Noel. The music that you play on a regular basis inspires and encourages me so much that I just really, 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 really need that every day. If you could like mix it up and do a little bit of this, a little bit of, and the Christmas music mixed in, but just Christmas music really kind of, it's a little much.
Well, I got you down. I will send that up the chain to the people that make these decisions. Thank you, girl.
Thank you, Wally.
All right, Dorothy, you're up. What do you say? Yay or nay to Christmas music before Thanksgiving?
I
I vote yes. Let's go ahead and listen to some Christmas music.
Wow, you're the only person. You're the standout. Dorothy, you are the sole Christmas survivor.
I'm ready to go ahead and decorate, put my tree up, and listen to Christmas music.
I would like to point out, Dorothy, that even though you are the only one that said you wanted to listen to Christmas music starting now, you also are the only one that sounds this joyful.
I agree with you, Rock. She sounds really happy.
She does sound peppy, happy, ready to celebrate.
Let's get it going.
Well, I got you down. There you go. Five calls it. We're probably not going to get it going because the majority of people did say no to Christmas music before Thanksgiving. But I got you down, girl. Thank you so much for being on Five Calls It.
Awesome. Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.